This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Armenia and Azerbaijan announced a third attempt to establish a ceasefire in the conflict over Nagorno-Karabakh starting from 8 a.m. Monday. The announcement comes after two earlier Russia-brokered ceasefire agreements frayed immediately after taking forces, with both sides accusing one another of violations. The new agreement was announced Sunday night in a joint statement by the governments of the United States, Armenia, and Azerbaijan. Nagorno-Karabakh lies within Azerbaijan, but has been under the control of the ethnic Armenian forces backed by Armenia since a war there ended in 1994. The latest fighting that began on September 27th has involved heavy artillery, rockets, and drones and killed hundreds in just 4 weeks. Chileans voted overwhelmingly to replace their dictatorship-era constitution in a referendum Sunday. Partial results showed, setting off celebrations in the capital. The approved vote to throw out a constitution seen as underpinning the nation's glaring inequalities led by 77.5% to 22.5%, with over 19% of the votes counted thus far. Horn-blaring cars circulated in the center of the capital, blaring the horns to celebrate victory for the approved campaign within minutes of the polls closing. Crowds gathered near the Plaza Italia, the epicenter of the months of protests, where the word rebirth was projected into the city's telecommunications tower. Full results are still pending. And you can find more on this and other stories at our website at voanews.com. You can also download our easy-to-use app. And this is VOA News.